Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the fiscal code legislation that was passed by the House this week in a veto-proof majority. The governor had vetoed this legislation, which it included the way to spend the money from the budget. Talk to us about what the governor's veto had done and what this piece of legislation and the overwhelming vote for it does for the people of Pennsylvania.
Well, the fiscal code is a very important piece of legislation that goes along with the general appropriations bill. And the general budget bill actually contains the numbers for the state agencies, the amount of funding, and the fiscal code is the roadmap of how to spend that money. The governor had previously vetoed the fiscal code, and this week we considered legislation, actually, that I'm the sponsor of, to reenact the fiscal code. There were some very important provisions in it, including funding for schools that was being held up because of the governor's veto. So with this new fiscal code bill, school funding would go out, what's called PlanCon funding that's used by school districts for construction projects. This is actually funding that's reimbursement to school districts. That would be going out to school districts. There's a significant amount of agriculture funding included in the fiscal code. The fiscal code accomplishes all the transfer of funds that need to happen. So it's a very important piece of legislation. It's currently sitting on the governor's desk. He has not indicated what action he will take on it, but I certainly encourage the governor to sign the bill into law and complete the 15-16 budget process so that we can move on to consideration of the next year's fiscal budget.
Another thing that happened in Harrisburg this week was the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee met to discuss oil and gas regulations, and I understand that they were disapproved, and this was something that is a good thing for the people in your area. Talk to us about this.
Well, the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee met this week. I immediately made a motion that the committee disapprove the regulations that have been promulgated by the Department of Environmental Protection and the Environmental Quality Board because I believe DEP has ignored the law, has violated several aspects of the rulemaking process while putting these regulations together. I made these points at the hearing. We had a bipartisan effort to disapprove the regulations on a 19-7 vote. And as a result, the committee has sent a very strong message to the Independent Regulatory Review Commission, which will be meeting next week, that we disapprove of the regulations that DEP continues to push forward. The Senate Environmental Committee also met this week, and they voted to disapprove the regulations also. So the legislature is working hard to stop these regulations, and my hope is that the Independent Regulatory Review Commission will do so also.
I understand also last week that the House here in Pennsylvania did something to try to help out first responders, not only to provide a benefit for those first responders, but to bring some new ones into the fold. Talk to us about what the House moved on and how this is going to benefit those that help us most.
Well, we're always looking at legislation that can help our first responders, and this week we passed legislation to support volunteer fire and emergency services recruitment efforts. Specifically, the bill would authorize local governments to enact earned income tax and property tax liability tax credits for active volunteers of emergency organizations. The bill would authorize municipalities, county governments, and school districts to have the authority to offer active volunteers a tax credit of up to 20% of their tax liability. The measure would require the state fire commissioner to establish requirements for this program and for active volunteers to qualify. The bill will now go to the Senate for consideration.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you had a local guest on the House floor this week. Talk to us about who this was and what he offered to the House.
Well, I was pleased to welcome Reverend Robert Brest of the Bradford First Free Methodist Church, who served as guest chaplain for the State House of Representatives this week. Reverend Brest and his wife Phyllis were present on the House floor and offered the opening prayer. And this is the first time that I've had a local pastor serve as guest chaplain. And I appreciate Reverend Brest making the trip to Harrisburg.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.